I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. I'd like for you to join us in this mission of building strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. Now, we accomplish this mission with business development, job creation, and service. Get so tired of folks always crying and moaning, and they won't hire us. They won't do this. They won't do that. They. And here we are sitting on a trillion-plus economy of spending power. That's not a billion. That's not a million. That's a trillion-plus. Do you know what kind of minds you can move and what kind of mountains you can tear down, what kind of obstacles you can overcome, what kind of valleys you can swim with $1 trillion+? Oh my goodness. So what we do every Friday at 10:30 a.m. is try to channel some of these resources we have into the business community so that we can build jobs, create infrastructure, and stop being so dependent on folks that hate us. And after watching that debate last night, I'm just enough to make anybody worried. What if these guys get the wheel? Not having the studio today. By the way, I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're here every Friday, 10:30 a.m. And if you want to join us today on any of the topics, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. And you can also go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com. And please check out marketingpulpit.com. Go there, join us on the Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and just become a part of this movement of creating economic infrastructure in our community. Having a booth this morning, my guest host expert, Ms. Charette Gordon. Good morning, Charette.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, despite that strong, strong wind out there.
Man, that wind just blow you. Wait a minute, when is this? What's supposed to be the April showers bring May flowers? No, it's not April. It's not May.
No, I don't
February
know.
February wind. That just
I don't know what that does. I think it proves that you're strong, though, because you got to fight the wind. You got to keep going.
That's right. You know what? That's full of symbolism. Regardless of the wind, regardless of the weather, like the mailman, we have to keep it moving. Because you know what, Charette? We have a lot of work to do.
Yes, we do.
I look at the people say the economy is getting better, but the economy has gotten better for those in the upper echelons of society, the one percenters. Now, if you got a good government job, that's good. That's pretty
your
stable.
Your government job.
I know. And I don't like that. I'm not beating up on government workers because we need our government workers. But
yes, we do.
Do not feel like just because you have that security now that it's going to always be there. Times have changed. Nothing is sacred anymore.
That is true.
Nothing. Things that we used to say were untouchable, they're being touched. Pension plan. Remember, you used to have this pension. You work, then you get out, and then you get paid the rest of your life.
You get gold watch and paid the rest of your life. That's right.
Now you got the 401ks, and when you run out of that, you're out of money.
You are out.
So that is why, Charette, it is as important and more so than ever that you start looking at building a business as a way to secure your future, a successful business. You look at the different ways to become secure. You can hit the lottery. A rich relative can die and leave you a lot of money.
Oh.
You can invent an app or something like that. Be a rap star.
Hmm.
LeBron James, you can throw a ball through a hoop. That'll get you
I'm
there.
Just thinking, okay, I'm not tall enough to do the basketball.
Yeah, you could be like, what's that little guy used to play? He was about 2 feet tall. But anyway, we're going to rule out basketball for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and I haven't heard your rap yet. So
we're going to skip that one.
So you're kind of in the same boat with me. We have to build a successful business. That is our ticket.
That's
economic
it.
Freedom.
That's it.
And I'm going to ride this train. I'm telling you, I spend every waking hour trying to figure out how to build that business that's going to get me to that level. And that is what we're encouraging people to do. Even if you have a good secure job, think about. Now, the other thing about a good secure job, Charette, no matter how good it is, you cannot pass it on to your offspring.
You sure can. You can't tell them that my son will be coming right. for me when I retire.
That's right. I'm retiring next month. But little Junior there now, he's got straight A's in school.
So yes.
Let's slide in over in here. Doesn't work like that. When you have that secure job, you are taking care of your children, your children's children, your family, friends, anybody who you can help uplift, particularly people in your community, because let me tell you something, folks, other communities do it as par for the course.
Yes, if we don't do it for ourselves, who will?
Who will?
Who will?
Boy, that is something to think. That's something I want you to think about and ponder today. So no matter where you are in this economy, whether you have a secure job right now, whether you're just trying to get your feet on the ground as far as an entrepreneur, whether you are established, think about that next generation and what are you doing to secure your place in the economic future. Now, that kind of sums up the Marketing Pulpit's mission in a nutshell. We understand that we create enough jobs. We create enough businesses. Everybody you meet now has a business. The problem is, Charette, is that they're not successful.
They're not successful.
They are starting 1 week. They're gone a month later. They're gone a year later. So what are we doing? We're just spinning our wheels.
Right.
So I decided that in order for these companies to become viable, they need education, they need training, they need information, and herein lies the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We bring you marketing information. We bring you talented guests. Now we have a whole series of guest host experts like Ms. Charette here. So we're eliminating the excuses. We're in the excuse eliminating business.
And no excuse zone, results only.
That's exactly right. So anyway, join us today. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have a power-packed show today. Later in the show, we're going to have Ms. Charette. She's going to jump on her area of expertise, which is many, but she's going to talk about these shortcuts or your shortcuts being short-sighted. I like that.
You like that?
You're taking these shortcuts and trying to, we talked about you got to get from point A to point B to have a successful business, but you can't be skipping over A all the way up to J. You can't. That's a few alphabets in there you got to take care of, and we're going to talk about that and some of these shortcuts we think we're taking. We're acting being a little short-sighted. I know for one, I'm not going to give it away, but I know I have a couple of where that are near and dear to me that I have to deal with on a daily basis, Charette, where people are taking these shortcuts, and I just see it. I'm just sitting here holding my head. Mm-hmm. I got my tissue out. I'm going to go ahead and cry for them now because I know I may not have time to cry for them later. Let me get my little tears out right now because I know that day is coming where we're going to see them on the short end of that business development curve. So that's going to be coming up. We also have a Nerf ball. The Nerfs are back. They have their afros on this month because it's Black History Month. And so we're going to bring you a Black History tinged Nerf ball question. Is this the last Friday of the month? Do we have another Friday?
Nope, this is it.
Get out of here.
This is it. What you got?
Hey, what happened?
That's it.
I'd like to welcome William to the booth.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Traffic, it was horrendous.
Man, it's you got traffic and wind.
All sorts of crazy construction on the Beltway.
Yeah, we got issues out there, but glad you can make it into the booth this morning. We got the Nerf over here warming up.
So get out. What was the Nerf ball question?
Well, I'm about to throw it out here. Now, this is a good one. And this will just really make you... I'm trying to think. I have so many here today, but I'm going to take this one anyway, because this is Black History Month. There was so much history that now let me get my.
I can give you one. I know they won't get it.
I got a ton of them. Well, we can bring that one back next month because we can extend this the rest of the year because I think it's so important. And Black History is not for us to sit here and glorify the days or cry about the days we were in slavery, but what it does. It helps us to realize and acknowledge that we played a pivotal role in the infrastructure and foundation of this country. And we don't stop there. That means we have to take that torch forward now and build that infrastructure in our community because we have history makers that are in the works right now. And so as we go forward,
Don't just think about building this great country. Think about building that community that you're in, creating these opportunities that can put our people to work and help build infrastructure in our community. All right, so here's the Nerf ball question for today. At the height of slavery, and this one just really kind of tears at me because it makes me think.
So you're talking about like old school slavery, not the current.
Not the new slavery. Not the new slavery. We're talking about the old school.
Not the new one.
About a century ago kind of slavery.
Okay, that type of slavery.
What was the slave population in the United States during this heyday? Ooh. Now, when you get that number, it's really going to make you want to cry to think that many people were in shackles and that much free labor was being used. The number is 1-800-450-7876. I'm gonna give you some multiple quotes.
Can I give him a hint? It was actually at one point more slaves than so-called non-slaves.
Oh my goodness! Let me give you some multiple choice questions.
People didn't know that though. Mm.
Was it 2 million? Was it 4 million? Was it 1 million? Or was it 500,000? Now either one of those numbers really is enough to shock you. But think about these many people. Now think about 4,000 people, or think about 400,000 people that are actually slaves working with no pay, families being torn apart, women being raped, and there's also, believe it or not, folks, men were being raped too. If you don't believe me, check out buck breaking.
Right.
Where these slave masters would go on a drunken spree. They'd have a night where they'd bring the male slaves over, and they want to break them, so they get all juiced up on liquor. And they would actually rape the male slaves.
Yeah.
To kind of set an example. And they would do it in front of their families.
And that breaks their manhood.
Yeah.
Because basically, you know, you have to look at the culture that they came from in Africa.
Right.
They were proud men.
That's right.
When they came here,
they had to break them. All right, William, hold that thought. So any of you folks out there want to glorify slavery and say, well, you the good old days, we'd have been better off in Africa. You need to learn the history. We're going to be back up to the break. We're going to take a quick break. The question is, what was the slave population at its height? 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Outer loop of the Beltway after Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. It was slow-moving pothole repair crew heading up to Central Avenue, but you're slow as you stay way over to the left to get by them. And then on the outer loop, they're working after 201 Kenilworth Avenue before Route 1. The road work in the right lane, very slow. They're also working on the inner loop in that same stretch. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat today. They inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Food Lion for today. Becoming sunny this afternoon, windy, a high near 40 degrees, clear to partly cloudy overnight down to 27. Tomorrow, sunny, a little bit milder, high near 48. Shop Food Lion for 1 pound containers of fresh strawberries, 2 pounds, just $5. And check out the deals on items throughout the store at 10 for $10 only this week at your local Food Lion. Steve Hirschhorn for News Talk, 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
All righty, I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Having the studio, Mr. William Maxwell.
That's right.
Ms. Charette Gordon.
I'm here.
All right, folks. We have a question on the table. What was the slave population at its height? Was it 2 million, 4 million, 1 million, or 500,000? And we want you to think for a minute about this institution and why it's so important that we build our own economic foundation right now. But even because if they don't put you back in physical shackles, as William was saying, you can still be very much a slave in this today's economy.
Yeah, because basically what they've done, they've gone high tech with it. Is we're debt slaves now,
mm-hmm.
and
between the and student every, loans every, and the credit,
and it's not just based on the color of your skin. It's you're a debt slave. I don't know anybody who doesn't complain every month about bills, and you're working like the little hamster in the cage,
right?
Not getting anywhere,
right?
And they're
taking your energy from you, and at the end of the day, you're burnt out, and by the time you retire, you just kick over and die.
That's so, right.
So how can our own businesses solve that problem?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to do, especially in the African-American community, is we need to kind of leverage what we already have in play with businesses, services, and products that we are producing and try to reach out to one another, let our egos get out of the way, because that's a big problem.
Open the door and let the ego.
Right. And when you're at the bottom of the totem pole, right, you can't afford to have an ego, first of all.
But it seems to be in indirect proportion. The further you're down the pole you are, the less likely you are to partner with other companies.
Right.
Yeah. And the big guys up here making zillions of dollars,
they're partnered with everybody.
And they're partnering every day.
As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about later on in the show, we're going to talk about partnering and some of the objectives of partnering. If you ever wondered what is it's all about, why do you need to partner? I'm going to give you some objectives of partnering and just give you a little more background about, because there's not a day that goes by when I have a client that retains me.
Right.
I go down a list of things that we're going to do. And at the top of the list, I always say, now, how can we partner this person with another company?
Right.
That's going to leverage. They can leverage what they have, use what the other company have, and move them. Because if it's going to take you a year to get from point A to point B,
By yourself. Right.
Mm-hmm. Partnering, you can cut that in half.
Exactly.
And Robert, in 2016, I've been on a partnering mission. It's like every client that I talk with,
right,
as soon as they come into my office, I have this table with samples from every single client that I have. If I see some synergy between company A and company B, I'm automatically saying, hey, by the way, I would consider you giving these people a call,
right,
because you can do this, this, and that. And the two of you, I had one company that was a floral shop.
Mm-hmm.
Another company did custom dolls. They were a doll maker.
Okay.
I said, now, what if you took, instead of just giving somebody a standard atypical flower arrangement, you combine it with a custom doll, and now you have a niche product because you've created this relationship with this artist who's creating these things custom and is not generic. Now you have a custom product.
And that's really what partnering is all about. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450. Still celebrating Black History Month. We have a Nerf ball question on the table. At its height, what was the slave population in the United States? Was it 500,000? Was it 4 million? Was it 1 million? Was it 2 million? First person calls in gets a copy of the book, Played in Full, The Marketing Exploitation of Black America, written by yours truly. 1-800-450-7876. We have a lot going on right now. We actually have, of course, First Friday is next week. Can you believe
that's next Friday.
Next Friday, March 4th, we have a networking opportunity. We're going to talk about networking also today. It's an opportunity to get out of the house and meet and greet and rub elbows and shoulders with other stakeholders, such as potential vendors, clients, employees, investors, and partners. And you can't do that by sitting around the house with your fingers crossed or praying about it. You have to get out and be about it. So go to marketingpulpit.com and register. I'll be there. William will be there. Sherrod will be there. And we'll be bringing you tips on how to help take your business to the next level, as well as introducing you to people who can help you get there.
That's right.
There you go.
And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's about. Oh, and by the way, Robert, I did a workshop this week over at the Brentwood Post Office in D.C.
Okay.
And with Linda Wright and with Yolanda Thornton over there, who've been guests on the show before, talking about Every Door Direct Mail.
Right.
And it was a real good workshop. And I learned so much more additional information about EDDM. And the people who attended, they were real excited about the program.
Okay.
And it was a real good workshop, in spite of the fact that it was a deluge that evening, where we had so much rain that you could barely see in front of you.
Oh, that must
And be. I thought they were going to cancel the event. It was Wednesday.
Oh, I know what that day was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. The weather conditions were terrible.
And they still came out.
This is the amazing thing, Robert. Everyone who registered was there.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And again, it shows the dedication of people who are really seriously trying to take their businesses to another level, which is why people should go to the Marketing Pulpit website right now, register for First Friday, and make a concerted effort to show up. I mean, if people can come out
in that
type of rain
yes,
at 6 o'clock in the evening, people should be able to come out for the First Friday, because I think we're going to have some great weather next week.
Well, we are, and whether it's raining or unless it's a blizzard or something, we will be there. And I get so many calls from people who have come to the First Friday, and they talk about the people they've met, their partnerships they've made. Some have actually hired people in the room, because mm-hmm. everybody there are not business owners. Some people come out just, they're thinking about becoming a business owner.
And remember the woman that got 8 clients?
Oh, yeah. She's like, I said, you mean 8 phone numbers? No, 8 clients. And this was happening at First Friday, because what it does, it gives you an opportunity to look eye to eye with that potential client or employee or vendor. You get to see them, you get to hear them, you get to shake their hand, you press the flesh, which is unlike traditional advertising. So you have to do a combination of tools in building your business, and there's nothing that's going to get you more time, more return on your investment of time than coming out and networking. So that's on March 4th, next Friday.
And it's still free, right?
Still free. Go to marketing. Go to marketing.
Because sometimes that's an incentive for some people. You know right. what I mean?
So go to marketingpulpit.com. That's marketingpulpit.com. And while you're there also, check this out. The final pitch. It's like Prince George's County version of Shark Tank.
Okay.
It's coming on March 1st. That's next Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
If you have a pitch, a business idea, you're trying to get some traction, then go to marketingpulpit.com, and right on the homepage, I'll be moderating this event. It's going to be March 1st on Tuesday from 3 o'clock until about 7 o'clock in the evening. They're going to have a panel of judges.
Are there going to be some like rich people giving out money like on Shark Tank?
I'm going to tell you what, this is what it boils down to. It's so you're looking for an investor. Okay, so investors, cash to take your business to the next level. So the final pitch, space is limited. Go to Marketing Pulpit, and on the homepage, you'll see my face and some of the panelists. You'll see the lady from Denise Rolock from the Washington Informer.
Well, I know Denise. Former client.
Jamie Foster, she's a radio personality. And these people are going to be judges. And so you're going to learn tips from established entrepreneurs. If you're looking for questions and answers about the DC show, there's a TV show coming in the spring called Final Pitch. It's going to be on Channel 20. And this is the process of creating the contestants for that particular show.
Oh, okay.
So this is like the elimination round. So if you have a business idea, go to marketingpulpit.com. This is in conjunction with Prince George's Community College, Channel 20, Kelly Communications, a few other sponsors, including Gatewood Marketing.
Washington Informer.
Washington Informer. So go to marketingpulpit.com and register. Register, come on out. You can be a spectator, or you can actually come out and pitch your business. This is going to be fun. You've never seen anything and quite like it. 15 entrepreneurs will be selected to pitch their businesses on this particular day. This is going to be on Tuesday the 2nd. So go to marketingpulpit.com. It's right there on the homepage. Click on that link, and you can register for the upcoming final pitch. And that's going to be this coming Tuesday from 3 o'clock until about 7, 8 o'clock.
Well, I hope they have their marketing materials together. They need to give me a call, and I can get them squared, because I know if it's going to be something with television, you need those pop-up banners and all the nice graphics.
All right, man, you need to come on out.
Yeah, you need to give a brother a call.
Give a brother a call. That's going to be this coming Tuesday. And also, don't forget about BLE Executive Suites. They're having their grand opening this coming When is Saturday?
Saturday.
That's tomorrow.
That's right.
That's tomorrow. From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I'll be there also emceeing the event. They're having their big grand opening at the National Harbor.
Okay.
6710 Oxon Hill Road, and that's National Harbor, Maryland. And go to BLESuites.com, and you can register. And come on out. Matter of fact, whether you register or not, just come on out. That's tomorrow, 6710 Oxon Hill Road in National Harbor, Maryland. Miss Bernadette Clay, who's been a great supporter of this
show. Is she going to actually be there?
She will actually be there. She's going to introduce her staff. You can get a free walkthrough of the facility.
This is a networking opportunity.
A network, Charette, you have nailed it on the hit. All of these things that I've mentioned so far, the final pitch, the first Friday, and now the BLE Suites give you an opportunity to get out of the house and start meeting people.
And it's an opportunity to get a new office location.
Got a new office location. That's right. Because let me tell you.
Swank at that.
Location is one of those four P's of marketing that you must have to have a successful business.
Get to look over at the river and everything.
So come on out to BLE Executive Suites tomorrow from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I'll be there. I'll be introducing Miss Bernadette Clay, helping you do the walkthroughs. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Charette doing shortcut or short term. Or short-sighted marketing pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA.
Man, nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person. Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving. So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir, did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations, you are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
Hi, I'm Kathy Hughes asking you to help Piney Woods School continue to educate the leaders of tomorrow. Located in Mississippi for 107 years, this boarding school still provides full scholarships to over 75% of its student population. Won't you please go online to www.pineywoods.org and make a tax-deductible contribution. Again, that's www.pineywoods.org. Thank you so much.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, celebrating 35 years of service to the community, where information is power.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'd like to welcome all of the new listeners. We've been on the air now for 6 years almost.
6 years. Wow. Well,
that's a long time in radio years.
Yeah, that's like dog. That's like dog years, man.
Serious. What do you think you're at?
I think I've only been here 6 minutes.
6 minutes. Not you.
Okay.
I mean, the show.
I'm missing something.
Okay. The show has been around. It'll be 6 years.
And how many shows?
302 shows.
Wow.
You know how many shows? That's a lot of shows.
That's a lot of shows.
Go to marketingpulpit.com. You can listen to some of the past shows and find out what we've been up to.
Matter of fact, get up to speed.
Matter of fact, there's one show called Marketing Show. What do you call it? Highlights. It's a highlights show. It's in the directory of the shows in the archives. And you can get a good taste of what the show has been about. You can hear some about our guests, like Reverend Ben Chavis, Joe Madison, Willie Jolly, and a few other celebrities have joined us on the show. And, of course, we've been giving out these marketing tips. We have Alina Seven, who will be back next week, giving out her health tips, and that's been a very popular segment on the show.
Yeah, it's been keeping me on my A game.
Seriously, man, I've been watching my midsection. I've been watching my intake of white flour. I don't sit down all day like I used to.
Yeah, I've been eating more fruit.
I've been jumping up and down all day long. Alina Seven had me scared to sit down for more than five minutes.
Oh, but you saw that new desk they have. Did you press a button that goes up?
Oh, yeah. That's on my wish list. I want
really,
one of those.
Really?
All right, folks, let me ask you this. I got a quick question for you before we get to Charette. Here's a marketing question. It's really more rhetorical than anything else. I want to ask yourself, what is your typical customer? What does your average customer look like? What are their demographics, biographics, psychographics? What does your typical – just think now and just reflect back on the last few years. Who walks through the door? What do they look like? That's the first thing. The second one – what is the customer that you want walking through the door? And are they one and the same? Now, if they're not one and the same, then you have a marketing challenge on your hand.
Right.
Because we always like to glorify about this. You know, I do a lot of web design. I do a lot of marketing materials. And people say, oh, you know, this is the when I start trying to decide what kind of graphics or people to put on their website, so the graphics, they start bringing out these folks. I said, wait a minute, that doesn't look like your customer. Well, I know, but that's the customer I want. Well, I'm telling you, there's a tricky part to this.
Right.
If you don't have a strategy, you could be turning people away by taking this lightly. If you have a certain type of customer that you want that's different than the customer you have, it's not as simple as just putting a picture up on your website. There is a strategic approach to getting that ideal customer. Right. And I'm going to tell you the advantage of getting the ideal customer. One, you're going to spend a lot less time making a lot more money.
That
because a lot
true.
Of us have customers that are just working the heck out of us.
Yes.
Amen. Can we get on the pulpit?
I am on the pulpit. So if you want to get that customer that you want, it requires some strategy, some work, and none of these little free apps on the internet is going to get it. That's going to get it for you. What you're going to end up being is in William Mogg playing with all this free stuff. That's what's going to happen. Now let me get off.
And you know we're going to have an opening for the new Morgue sometime in this summer. So
and William,
I may have to have you come and MC that event.
And for those who aren't familiar, William has a. He does a lot of business cards, and he collects business cards. Well, every now and then, he does a reality check. He'll pick up 100 business cards and just flip through them. Really just go to their website or give them a call. And it is just heartbreaking how many of these companies are not in business. So he takes that card from his active businesses and puts them over in the business card morgue. One of the goals of this show is to keep you out of that morgue, and you need to follow the advice and tips and listen to this show to make sure you don't wind up in that morgue, William's morgue,
right,
or anybody's morgue for that matter. All right. Have a guest host, Ms. Charette. She's been a friend and supporter of the show for many years. I think I've seen Charette as long as the show has been around, and glad to have her as one of our guest hosts, experts. And she's an efficiency expert, and I'm not going to try to tell her story. But, Charette, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what we're going to talk about today?
All right. Well, thank you for having me, guys. Charette Gordon. I'm with Management Made Easy. And you pretty much have been talking about all the areas that I tap into. You have to structure your business properly in every area. Every area.
What about the folks that answer the phone or the marketing, the accounting?
I mean, you know, when you answer the phone, you should have a clear someone who speaks clearly. You should be in an office type setting. You don't want a lot of noise and chaos going on in the background. So all of that takes some time and planning. And we talked about the customers. I mean, I see people just throw their dollars out there trying to catch everybody because they took a shortcut. They didn't want to take time to figure out who is their right customer.
Well, that's a good point. You mentioned shortcut because I know this is one of my pet peeves. Let's think about this for a minute. You've decided to go into business and you're competing. Now, you're in the same, as far as I'm concerned, a business owner is in the same category with a physician, an attorney, a CPA. Yep. These folks spent thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in training. They had to get certified. They had to become professionals in their craft. Now, here you are, decide to go into business, and you think for some reason you can just hang up a shingle and be in the same category with them.
People all the time quit their job on Friday and open up shop on Monday.
And wonder,
I'm so serious. Like, so what now? What I'm supposed to do? You don't even have any expertise in what you're doing.
So what are some of the shortcuts people taking? What are some of the shortcuts? Help us out. Because I know marketing is one of them. I get people all the time. They're saying, all right, Mr. Gatewood, I'm hiring you to do my marketing. And about a month from now, I expect to see my sales quadruple. And then I say, you see that door there? I want you on the other side.
Right.
Well, see, even with that, they want to see their sales quadruple. So marketing brings the folks in. But have you taken any time to put together your sales script? Have you trained anybody on sales? Are you a salesperson? Are you an accountant, a CPA?
And see, that's the kind of stuff that people don't think about because they see in that one approach, they say, okay, now I got a new website. I'm ready.
I'm done.
They put the website up, they sit back, and they get the big basket to catch all the money that's going to come in. So what are some of those the details that they're missing out? So you said sales script.
You need some sales scripts. You need to take some time to figure out, even before you hang that shingle, what is your company supposed to be all about? What is the culture of your company?
Okay.
Because that will dictate pretty much everything. When you decide to hire someone to answer the phones, we tend to take shortcuts. I know money's tight. But, you know, we get our aunt, we get our teenage daughter, we get, you know, whoever.
Get little man. Get
all of these folks who, you know, they're just not properly trained to do what you want and how you want it done. So instead of just running out there, take some time to do some of the things you said earlier. Partner up with people. I think a lot of times these shortcuts that we're taking, it does make us short-sighted. And in the end, we're going to sit there suffering in silence. This morning is a good example. I took a shortcut in the garage. Yes, and I've been to the garage many times. I don't know why I did that. I took a shortcut only to find out it's blocked. I can't go that way. So now, and I can't turn around. I've got a backup, and there's three cars behind me.
That is such a good analogy, because when you take that shortcut, most times you're going down an unfamiliar path.
Unfamiliar path is not going to work, and I cause other people headaches.
Well, I can chime in on that, too. The shortcut a lot of people take when they go into business, they don't have. When I used to work in corporate America doing marketing for Fortune 500 company, mm-hmm. one of the things that they stress is the same thing that you talk about on the show all the time, making sure you can tell your story.
Yeah,
okay. And have a defined story. People buy into stories. They buy into why should I use you versus someone else? What makes you special? What makes you different?
That's right.
And the sad thing is I come in contact with a lot of people who it's almost a oxymoron. They come off telling you that they're different, but all of the materials – that their company has are generic.
So how are they
So it's
different?
Like, what makes you different? Everything that you've given me, you have the generic logo, you have the generic business card, you have the generic cookie cutter website, you have everything is cookie. I can spot five other companies within, in most cases, 60 seconds that are using your same exact materials.
Yeah, you get they use that Vistaprint template, or they go online and get one of those $35 logos.
Right.
And they're trying to compete against established businesses.
Companies that have built a visual branding system.
Well, that's a shortcut. That's one of those shortcuts.
Right.
And that Charette is talking about. But it's not just in marketing. It's in every, and what Charette is saying, and I'm pretty sure I can get an amen from that, is that the shortcut, there's a time you can take a shortcut. The best way to take that shortcut is through partnering, like you said, Charette.
Through partnering.
Through partnering.
You know, one of the biggest things I noticed that people do that you said earlier is so they don't want to partner with someone else. I'll use taxes as an example.
Okay.
So I've actually got a client who they're not even good with the calculator. Okay, but they did their own taxes.
Oh, right.
They got themselves in a jam. They asked me if I knew someone, so I was able to give them a referral. But, you know, we started talking. I said, well, you know what? How'd you get down this path? Well, you know, I didn't want to pay. Mm,
right.
So I figured I could do it myself. You know, and again, if you're going to be a business owner and take your business seriously and want others to take it seriously, you're going to have to do some stuff the right way.
Yeah, and I agree.
And you're going to pay now
or pay later.
And I'm going to use this analogy again. And I'm not glorifying any particular profession, but you can't be out here competing. You decided to make entrepreneurship or business ownership your life, your calling, your way of making money, the way of paying your bills, the way of living and eating and sustaining yourself. Why would you take something that's that important so lightly?
Right.
You would take out a loan to go get a degree that sometimes the degree is not even worth the paper it's written on.
Right.
You would take out a loan to go buy a car. You would take a loan out to improve your house.
Right.
Comes to your business, you're not willing to do anything
except
go online
shortcuts.
And get a free something and wonder why your business is failing 6 months later.
And Robert and Charette, I'm sure because both of you all have been in business for a long time, like myself. How many times have you gone to someone's website or gotten an email or a brochure with the same generic, tired text talking about their company?
Oh, yeah.
It's like everybody's plagiarizing.
Yeah.
Best practices, blah, oh, blah, man. Blah. If I hear another one of those tired terms.
Synergistic. See,
right. It's like, are you serious?
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, people, I may be making light of it, but realistically, look at your materials. I mean, all the materials in sync. I always say, Robert, I have better conversations with people talking about their business than what their actual materials are displaying.
Yeah, it doesn't represent them.
It's not in sync. It's like it's two different companies.
Mm-hmm. So, Jarrett, what should people be doing? How can we get people out of this wheel spinning shortcut maze?
Well, you know, they say the three hardest things for us to say is, I'm sorry, I love you, and I need help.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I have to go there. So what I'm saying to folks is, I'm sorry that, you know, you haven't taken the time to do certain things, but I love you too much to let my fellow entrepreneurs sit there and suffer in silence. So you're going to have to ask for help. You're going to have to partner with people who have what it is that you need in whatever area that might be. You know, that's one of the things that Management Made Easy does, is we partner with other people to help keep our business strong, but we also use those resources to help our clients.
And I can vouch for that, because Charette gets a lot of people through her organization. One of the things that they need is marketing.
They need marketing.
And she will come knock on my door or call me, say, Robert, this person, they're not taking shortcuts anymore. They've decided that shortcut is not the answer.
Right.
And so she finds resources in marketing and accounting and location and other areas of business development.
Exactly. I did that even recently with William. We had somebody who needed some material printed. They were going to do VistaPrint. We had another one who was an author. They were going to do some online publishing stuff.
Right.
No, let's get the professionals in here. The shortcuts are not going to work.
Charette, hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We have in the studio Ms. Charette Gording with Management Made Easy. If you have a question, if you're out there pondering on how to get your business optimized and more efficient,
be a
give
great
us a call.
Time to call.
1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break. When they run out of
power, the world's going to be a goal. 1450 WOL.
You wanna go? All of you who wanna go to college.
Wanna go?
You best listen to this knowledge. Listen. You gotta be a go-getter, cause it's hard to get there. Get up in their face, get up in their space. Excuse me, missus. You say you're my teacher, you say you're my preacher. Excuse me, mister. You act like you're large and you say you're in charge. So show me, what is it that I need? So tell me, the books I should read. Somebody hit me with the 411. There are steps to take, there's a job to be done. I want step one, step two, step three spelled out. All the info is what I'm about. So ask for help and do not stop. KnowHowToGo.org, let's ride.
That was Farnsworth Bentley with Wanna Go. For more college info, visit KnowHowToGo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Are you building a economic foundation for your next generation, for your progeny, for your children, for your family, for people you know? There's a different mindset in this country right now. I'm sure you all have been watching the political process. That's just the tip of the iceberg of it's like a snapshot of actually what's going on in society. I know for a fact that there are some companies that stop hiring people of certain persuasions based solely on the fact that Barack Obama was the president of the United States.
Hmm.
I know this for a fact.
I believe you.
And if you have that kind of mind, let's say if it's just one company, and we know it's more than one, let's just say it's several. How do you combat that? Do you just sit back and say, well, that's the way it is. Is there a company? We'll just go to the ones who don't think that way. No, that's not the response. The response is to build your own and support the ones in your community.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think that's been the hardest message to drive home, is that we don't understand. I like to use the analogy of when you lived at home with your parents, was your dream to be 60 years old still living at home with your parents?
I hope not.
At some point.
Even that does kind of, somebody bring me breakfast every morning. Robert Lewis! Get up and get these grits and eggs.
Yeah, but see, that would kind of cramp your love life too.
Just
you know
a
what
bit,
I mean?
Just a bit. That could
be a little tough.
So that would be a little hard. So basically, at some point, you have to get out there on your own. And I think the problem in our community, we've been so dependent on the parents.
The parent, yeah.
You know, and that's interchangeable. The government, the parents, it's the same thing.
And I like to say to my listening audience, we never come on this show to bash or belittle or make anybody feel like they're doing something that's so terrible. What happens is that many people just don't have the information, or they've been misled into believing one thing when the reality is something else.
Right.
There's this one part of this misleading is that if you keep your nose clean, go out here and get an education, then the American dream is going to be guaranteed to you. That's a bunch of bull. You got to get out here and create this yourself. If you expect somebody to give it to you, you are sadly mistaken.
A crude awakening.
So, and that's becoming more and more apparent as I watch what's happening in the political world.
Right.
These guys, boy, they're not playing. I remember that movie had Kevin Costner in it, when the Native Americans. What was that movie called?
I know which one you're talking about.
And the guy,
was Native, that Braveheart?
No, it wasn't.
That was Mel Gibson.
Oh, that's Mel Gibson.
The guy said, "Why do they want all the land?" That's what he kept. Because they kept giving and giving, right? They would give a little, and the guy was okay. Now this should appease them.
Right.
They should leave us alone now.
Right.
They'd come back and they'd give him something else. So this guy was sitting there with his tear in his eye. He said, "Why does white eyes want all the land?" And that's what these guys are. They want all the money.
Yeah, and that's because that's been their mentality from the jump.
Right.
And we're in there, you know, kumbaya.
Thinking they're going to eventually give us some.
We're going to get some.
It's not going to happen.
They want all the money.
It ain't going to happen, people.
All right, Jarette, wrap it up for us. What should people do, and how should they find you?
Well, they can find me at my website.
Ooh.
I hired a marketing person to take care of that for me. Oh, who was that?
I wonder who that was.
Gatewood? Robert Gatewood? Yeah, so they can find me at www.mme.systems. And I am here to help any entrepreneur who is willing to allow me to get in the trenches with them, help them build that foundation for their company, give them a strong structure, and partner them up with folks who can help them.
All right. Jarette, thank you. And I want you to hang around, because we're going to talk about some of the other topics that hopefully will discourage people from trying to take shortcuts. We're going to talk about, we talked about partnering a minute ago. We're going to keep that theme going. We will talk about networking next week. We already talked about it briefly. One, you can come on out to the event on tomorrow at BLE Executive Suites. Their new location in National Harbor, Maryland. It's going to be at 6710 Oxon Hill Road in National Harbor, right next to Tanger Outlet. It's conveniently located, free parking. We're going to have some snacks there. I'll be there. You get to meet Bernadette Clay. They're always hiring. They have great office spaces. Mm-hmm. If you have a place, looking for a place to meet your clients, if you're looking for a place to hang your business hat, if you want to rent by the week, by the hour, by the month, do a long-term lease. Now they have the location in Largo, Maryland at 9701 Apollo Drive in Largo, and now they have the location out in in National Harbor.
So you're gonna move to National Harbor, man?
I don't know, man. I might have to get me. I might get me a spot in both locations, so I can get me some new business cards, and you can put my one address on the front right. and the other address on the back.
Exactly.
So anyway, go to marketingpulpit.com or go to BLE Suites, and if you want to find out more information about the event, go to BLESuites.com or call them at 301-322-1700. 301-322-1700.
And don't forget to check out our other Marketing Pulpit shows Monday through Saturday now.
Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Through Saturday.
We have seven radio shows.
Seven.
Seven radio shows. We have Ms. Sharon Bennett on. We first started out in New York with Dennis Shipman. Out of New York, out of the Big Apple, giving the New York perspective. Very great show. We have Sharon Bennett comes on Tuesday, giving she and Dr. Ira Lake, a therapist, they have a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Mr. Poncho Brown out of Baltimore. Oh, that's William's friend. He introduced Poncho to the Marketing Pulpit, and he's been a great man. He's been a great asset to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Miss Dr. Florida Bell Griffin out of Houston, Texas, and she
Leon.
Partners. They partnered. Boy, talk about partnering. Lord have mercy. These folks are setting the world on fire. They have their book series. They're opening up reading rooms throughout the country. They said for every liquor store, they want to put up a reading room.
Really?
And they have these reading rooms where they bringing in kids from all over the community and giving them free materials, free computer access. And this is provided through HOLLA, a nonprofit, and Dr. Florida Bell Griffin, the author who started this children book series. And now they just launched a doll, an African-American doll, because a lot of the black girls were saying they couldn't find a black doll. It was and black books, because this one young girl said she was tired of reading about white kids and their dogs. And so now we're seeing this push by people like Dr.
Well,
Griffin.
She needs to partner with me, because you know I do book publishing.
Well, man, I'm telling you.
There you go.
That is partnering, but that is partnering at its best. Check out that show on Thursday. They were at a school in Philadelphia. They partnered with another person up in Philadelphia.
Really?
They had a live show in Philadelphia where the principal, the parents, and the students were on the show.
Wow.
This was three-ring partnership. And each one of these organizations say to themselves, we would not be this far along had we not partnered with the other.
Right.
We are making these things happen here. Folks, if you're sitting out there.
Don't forget our disability show on Friday.
Friday, Ray Razor on the disability show. He and his wife, Renee, they talk about, so if you have some type of disability, and like Ray say, everybody's going to have a disability before you die.
Really?
As you get older, you will have a disability. Then, of course, we have on Saturday Keith Howard and Dave Owens doing the sports show. Now, we talked about partnering. If you're sitting there saying, look, guys, you're talking a big game over there. What about me? If you have a business, if you're thinking about a business and you're trying to decide how can you get on this train, just call me. I guarantee you I'm going to either partner with you myself or I can lead you in the direction of a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Either through radio, through some type of business venture, through some type of investment opportunity. It starts small, but it grows.
That's right.
Call me at 301-839-2836 or go to my website, gatewoodmarketing.com. Send me an email and let's talk about how we can get you as part of this Marketing Pulpit movement.
That's right.
We have something different and unique here. I'm sitting here in a booth right now with three of my partners. And when I say partner, that doesn't mean go out and set up a long, complicated legal agreement. You can partner in many ways. You can partner through promotion. You can partner through activities. You can partner through location.
You can partner through referrals.
Mm-hmm. You can partner through resources. There are so many ways to partner. You don't have to sit there and say, wow, this sounds complicated. How can I do this? I'm telling you. You can do this today. There is no excuse for sitting there at the same place you were 3 years ago. You haven't moved one iota and sitting there saying it's because of money. I have a client right now that wants to put me on their board because they said, look, we've been working with you now for the last 2 years. How can we get more of you? They said, can we partner with you and make you part of our organization?
Right, right.
That's how you do it. You have to build a relationship. You start with networking.
And that's the same thing that I've done with the Postal Service.
That's a good example.
We have a strong relationship. Now I'm coming in doing workshops with them. and I'm one of their prime printers. So anybody who needs printing, just go to wmprintshop.com.
And William does good printing. I do all of my printing through William. He's
fast turnaround.
I got some clients
fast
right now.
Fast turnaround, very fast.
They get that big old long box of 1,000 business cards. And one of my clients, they ordered one card from another company and another card from William's company. You know, we're thinking the other company was going to have a higher quality.
Right.
So we ordered both sets of cards. Well, the client was like, shoot, I like these cards just as much as these expensive cards. That's the kind of quality you get by ordering through William. So I'm glad to be partnering with him. And so, folks, partnering. There is a, if you want to get from point A to point B quicker and faster, think about forming some type of partnership. If you're not sure how to do it, give me a call at 301-839-2836. Let's not forget Charette and her company. Go to Marketing Pulpit. We have her on the homepage of the website. Go ahead and check her out. Also, don't forget about tomorrow. Come on out to the BLE Grand Opening. And let's support our other sponsors. We're talking about Velocity and Suncrest Financials and Sensory 3 Rain Sticks. Go to sensory3.com and check them out. Folks, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing.
At the right time, and you got to do it right, people.
All right, folks, enough talk. Let's get to work.
1450 WOL.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovey. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by Lead Safe America. Think lead poisoning is just a problem of the past? Think again. One in four kids lives in a home with potential lead paint hazards. Learn more. Be safe. LeadSafeAmerica.org.